appreciate all my helpers upstairs. Lisa, thank you for helping me. I think we'll start on slide 19, I believe. That's with the eagle. That's so pretty, I won't see it again if nobody else does or not. Don't you appreciate our choir and our musicians? Amen. Hey, Heston, if you all have any more kids, I heard of a drummer the other day that had twin girls, and he named them Anna 1 and Anna 2. Where do I come up with them? I have no idea. If you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, and again, I'll try to finish this. I'm going to finish this tonight, and I'll try to do it in a timely manner. Try to be through before midnight so Brother Hewitt can go home and get some beauty rest. But we are living in perilous times, and the Bible tells us about that. But again, I don't do this to cause you grief and cause you worry, because in Jesus Christ, we don't need to worry and we don't need to fret. In Luke chapter 21, beginning at verse 25, and it tells us, it said, "There shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking on those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall we see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up, for your redemption draweth nigh." I'm looking forward to Him coming back and getting us, aren't you? I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of this world. Sick and tired of this world. And again, the beauty and the majesty of the hills and the mountains that God made is just absolutely phenomenal. On October the 29th, 2019, several faith leaders laid hands on the President Donald Trump at an informal meeting held at the Roosevelt Room in the White House in Washington, D.C. I perceive tonight and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's a lot of people that are appalled by Trump. And even as a Christian, he does things that we perhaps are not pleased with or not happy with. Somebody told me the other day that he needs to hire somebody to write his tweets. But regardless of those things, I want to point out to you that he is very open and welcome for religious leaders to pray with him and pray for him. Not only that, he has done more for the religious and the spiritual and the Christians of America than any president than I can remember. And there's been some that's done some things, but he has been a president that has been pro-Christian. He has been pro-Israel. And because of that, we need to thank God, and we need to give God praise and give God glory. I thank God for a president that God has put in place. Like we studied in our Sunday school class this morning, God has put people in place at a particular time to fulfill His will and fulfill His plan. And I don't know where you stand exactly, but I believe that God has put Donald Trump in a place to where America has an opportunity to come back to have revival and be moved by the presence and the power of God one more time. I'm here to tell you, I don't know how long it'll last, but I thank God that it's where we are today and that God has placed him in the right place at the right time. On November the 8th, members of the LeBaron family cry in front of a burned-out car where three women and six children were killed after they were attacked just south of the United States-Mexico border. In Matthew chapter 24, beginning at verses 19, we find that they shall deliver you up and be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, I got to repeat that as well. And he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Understand and realize, and we know that this family was a Mormon family, but nevertheless, to a lot of groups, radical groups, it doesn't matter what the religious name is over the door, they are out because of the hatred, because of the violence, because of just the simple iniquity that's in our world today that is so profoundly taken such an adverse effect. November 14th, students comforted each other after a deadly shooting at their high school in Santa Clara, California. No respect for life. When our Congress passed abortion, and I told you this morning about abortion in 7 different states plus Washington, D.C., abortion can be given all the way up to the time of birth. When there is no respect for life, the love of many will wax cold. Hearts will become hardened, and there is no respect for life, and there is no respect for individuals. Brother Heston told me just before church this evening that there was 2 shootings in churches today in America. Don't look down, look up. November the 13th, a woman crosses St. Mark Square in Venice, Italy. Venice's worst flooding in 50 years. In Luke chapter 21, verse number 10, and it said, Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Great earthquakes shall be in divers places or various places, famines and pestilence and fearful sights and great signs shall there be in the heavens. But before all these things, thou shalt lay their hands on you and persecute you, deliver you up in the synagogues of the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. December the 9th, the eruption of the volcano in New Zealand's White Island. 47 people were on that island when it erupted. At least 16 of them lost their lives. We see a catastrophe all over the world through flooding, through volcanoes, tornadoes, and hurricanes. And even this year, Siloam Springs is in the record books for 2 tornadoes at one time. All this is a part of the end time. As we move forward, we're almost home, child of God. We're almost home. December the 18th, the gavel goes down in the House to impeach our duly elected president, which has consumed Americans for the last 3.5 years, even before he was inaugurated as president. We find, and it's very apparent, that there not only is there no respect for life, but there's no respect for the law. There's no respect for each other. There's no loyalty to our country or its government. We are, as the Bible tells us, in a lawless society among lawless people. But God has a remnant. Somebody say amen. God has a remnant. There is 3 prophetic top news stories of our day. I want us to pay real close attention. I'm going to slow down just a little bit. But there's 3 top prophetical news stories in our world right now in 2019. And the first one I want to point out to you that Syria, the U.S. moves out while Turkey moves in. There is, you hear it on the news every single day. You hear these things on the news. In early October, the United States withdrew from the northeastern Syria. A few days later, Turkey invaded, and it continues an ongoing trend in Syria. The trend is set the stage to fulfill biblical prophecy. these are countries north of Israel. And when you read prophecy, you'll find that the Bible tells us that the armies of the north is fixing to come down. They are bringing together and coming together a coalition, and they've got a purpose and they've got a plan. Ezekiel said that the invasion force of many nations shall attack Israel in the last days. That's Ezekiel 38 and 39. And then number two, and I mentioned a little bit about it this morning, on September the 4th, 2019, there was a major milestone in history warfare. On that day, a successful drone attack on two preceding facilities in Saudi Arabia on the oil fields. And at that time, almost 5% of the world's daily oil consumption flowed through those two facilities. And the news made headlines for several days and is still making news. AI drones are part of artificial intelligence, infiltrates every aspect of our lives and across our world. I'm waiting for one to fly over my house to try out my new shotgun. Just in case you want to fly one over northern part of Siloam. By the way, I'm still outside the city limits, so I can do it. Might have to do it anyway. But anyway, no, the third thing in biblical prophecy, and you may not grasp this as biblical prophecy, but I want to tell you something. The popularity of home security system and home smart devices. You've heard that word a lot lately, smart devices, right? And the home smart devices and all the things that you can get. It's a trend that has really taken off this year. And it continues to be popular with home smart devices and millions of homes throughout the world. Amazon, Google, and Apple are watching and are listening. Did you get that? They are watching and they are listening. Popular devices such as Amazon's Alex products, Google's home devices, Facebook portal, some of the things I don't even know, the doorbells that have cameras on them, in some places, and sometimes it's really cool. So who's outside your home and what they're doing. And for the most part, it is very good. But you don't always know who's listening, and you don't always know who's watching. Next time you go shopping, or next time you go through town, take a moment to identify all the cameras around you. They're everywhere. And they're only getting more powerful. Many people have long foreseen the rise of the intrusion of our government surveillance in our lives. Artificial intelligence, again, sometimes in some areas technology is very good, and other times it's a setup. And this new technology is being hacked. They say that those little things you set on your living room cabinet or your deal and you talk to, people is figuring out how to hack them, and they can open your garage door. They can get into your business and everything else. That brings me to a point. Last week, or 2 weeks ago maybe, Sister Diane's sister called her, and she had been to Walmart to pick up some gift cards for Christmas. And she had a particular gift card that she wanted, and she went through the checkout, paid for all of them, and got home and started looking at them. And she said there was one particular that she didn't get home. Something happened to it in the checkout process. She didn't get home. Are you listening to me? She didn't get home. I don't know how much was on it. She didn't give it to me for Christmas, so I don't know. She didn't get home with it. And so she looked everywhere through everywhere she could possibly think of, and she called the store, talked to the store manager at that particular Walmart, and said, I paid for this, I got the receipt for it, but I did not get home with it. Well, the manager said, let me call you back in just a little bit. So he called her back in a little bit and said, Miss Sizemore, you stuck that in your purse. She goes, no, I didn't. He said, yes, you did. You need to check. She said, how would you know that anyway? I said, you was on camera. And guess what? She went to her purse, and guess where the card was? In her purse. Guess what? Big Brother's watching. But more than that, I'm thankful that my Jesus is watching. Hey, I'm glad that my Jesus is watching. His all-seeing eye, He is watching us. So, be aware. Big Brother's watching, and that's what's happening. Aren't you looking and crying out for Jesus to come and get us out of this old world? And I wonder in all of this, and I'm almost through. You're going to get to eat pizza early tonight. In all of this, I can't help but ask the question in our next slide of all the things that's going on. Are we too busy to see what's happening around about us? Are we so preoccupied with all the things that have been put to us as a positive thing and as a benefit to our lives? Are we too busy to see what's happening? The Pope is making decisions that should make our skin crawl and sick to our stomach. Our government is making decisions that we should be on our knees praying and seeking God more than we ever have before in our life. But I can tell you, the Bible tells of a one world government, one world religion, and it's pushing for that at a breakneck speed. And this is probably the number one guy that is pushing for a one world religion faster and harder than any pope has ever in an entire history of papal rule. From the political world to the religious world, it's all pushing toward a one world government and a one world church. But the number one sign of the second coming, or the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is the convergence of all the signs that He said, that Jesus said to look for. I've already read it to you before, but I'll read it again in Luke chapter 21, verse 28. When you see all these things begin to come to pass, look up, because your redemption, your salvation draws nigh. The conclusion of that. What are the things that Jesus and the prophets said to look for? Israel, back in its land by Jeremiah. The Jewish people, back in control of Jerusalem. The gospel being preached to the whole world. These things are coming together slowly. Brother Danny and I was talking before church. What's it going to take to get Israel to come back home? What's it going to take for all these things to come to pass? Can I tell you that we're standing on the threshold of things begin to happen so quickly and so fast that it would blow our minds. A long time ago, when we first heard about prophecy and all the world's going to see all these things, we didn't have an inkling of what was transpiring and take place. But I can tell you today, if something astronomical like the rapture of the church, there's going to be people disappearing right in front of the camera, and they're going to wonder what's happening and what's going on in a twinkling of an eye. Graves are going to pop open, and it can happen all over the world. We've talked about that with the two witnesses. We've talked about that with several things. But can I tell you today that we must be ready. We must be vigilant. We must be alert. We must be watchful. And especially when we do this, we avoid the dangers of the world that Christ has already told us about with His Word, in His Word. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Can I tell you, he cannot devour you if you don't make yourself available for his lunch. And as a child of God, covered with the blood of Jesus inside and out, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's stand together. Does anyone need special prayer tonight? I hope that something is said that has stirred you and out on the table in the middle of the foyer, there is some prayers that I'd like for you to pray about. They're not limited to that, but in our fasting and prayer that we start next week, those are the things that I would appreciate that you would make them a sincere matter of your prayer time. But again, not limited to that. You may have specific things you want to pray about, and share those prayer requests. And let's come together and let's ask God to stir our hearts and stir our lives and bring us to a point that we hunger and we thirst after a mighty move of God and a revival in this place. Anyone need special prayer tonight? Anyone love the Lord? Amen. Turn around and shake hands with your neighbor. Tell them I'm sure glad you're here this evening.